In the art scroll, it's page 251. Bisira. Thank you. In the green Feldheim, page 86, Pevav. Third paragraph, Bisira. Okay, just giving everybody a warning that this is very, very heavy. So if you're not ready for heavy, you're not going to want to listen to this. But here we go. We are in the middle of talking about the midos that are very hard for a person and that we all struggle with. The first one was gaiva. The second one was kas. And now we are in the middle of kina, jealousy, and taiva. Number four is this taiva, which we're going to see. Ramchal is going to end off the perek, this incredible perek, explaining desires, money, honor, all the good stuff. Here we go. Ki achos hakina, the sister of jealousy, is chemda and taiva, which means I want something that doesn't belong to me. More or less, that's what it means. It means I have trouble with my boundaries, and as the Gra himself says, the Vilna Gaon says, that all averos, I can show it to anyone inside, all averos basically come from chemda, leisachmod, which basically means, we're going to learn in a few parshias, which means to want something that does not belong to you, doesn't belong to you. Halohi ha-miagas lev ha-adam ad yom moso. Thank you, Ramchal. Thank you, Hashem, for the Ramchal. As we know, that what? Ein adam meis v'chatzi tavasa biyado. And I say this many, many times. Your desires will not become better until a person dies. So as long as you're alive, you're going to be fighting and fighting and fighting your desires. So if you're fighting your desires and you still are struggling with your desires, that means you're alive and well. Va'amnam. Right, what do they say, parenthetically? What do they say, right? You have your Yetzirah, you have your Taiva, learn not to give into it. People try and get rid of their desires. It's not about getting rid of your desires, okay? Big, holy, I don't know. Tzadikim maybe, but I'm saying, even the Ramchal is saying, it's a Gemara, Chazal say, the Medrash. Ikar HaTaiva Poinu L'Shnei Rashim. What are the main desires? Ready? Believe it or not, the first desire is money, and the second desire is honor. Ha'echad u'amamin, v'asheni hu ha'kavod. Shneim ke'echad rayim ma'od. They're very, very bad. V'garmim la'adam ra'us rabos. And they cause a person a lot of bad things. Here he goes. Hine, I love this. Chemdas ha'mamin. I'm just warning anyone. First, I'll give everybody a bracha. Everyone here should be zocha to be a millionaire. I mean, okay, now we can learn it, okay? Because everyone gets nervous. This means I'm not going to have money. Here we go. Hine chemda samamamin, running after money. He oseres osa b'maiser oilam, and he says, because I haven't met that guy yet who made his $10 million or his $20 million, and then he sits and learns all day. I'm not chas v'shalom saying anything negative to people who make a lot of money and they continue to make hundreds. I have friends of mine who've told me, yeah, I made $50 million, $100 million. Now I got to make for my children, my grandchildren. Then they got to make another $100 million for their great-grandchildren, for their great. I'm like, yeah, we're going to see in a second. It's called Oyehiv Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef, right? You just keep on wanting and wanting. There's a reason why kesef. Why is kesef called kesef? Because what does kesef mean? To want. It's not kesef doesn't mean money. Kesef means to want. I say it over Friday night by the Oneg. That's all money means. Money doesn't mean zuz is maybe money. Zuz isn't even money either. The reason it's called zuz is because it moves around. It's supposed to move. So it's supposed to sit. So it's a move, yeah. Or people are running to it. Very good. Very good. But bottom line is, kesef just means I want it, I want it, I want it. That's what the Ramchal says. So by the way, so if you want money, you're in good company, because the Ramchal is saying that that's chemdas ha'mamon. Here he goes. Chemdas ha'mamon yoseres oisav ma'aser oilam, and it says, avotos ha'amol v'oisek al zroisav. What does it do? It shackles you. It shackles you. Kinyan ha'kosev oyev kesef le'yizba kesef. If you run after money, guess what? You'll never, ever, ever be satisfied. Why is gambling so popular? It takes you away from serving life, serving Hashem. By the way, we're only 5 minutes in. We could stop here. It already changed my life. How many people will miss davening, miss learning, miss things? Why? I got to make money. For sure, learning. Right? The guy goes ahead. I love this. I'm sorry. It's not the forum to do this, but I'm going to do it. The guy goes on a 2-week business trip away from his wife and children, and the father-in-law is kvelling. You guys know what kvelling means. The father-in-law is saying, my son-in-law is off to China. He's off to some foreign country for 3 weeks, and he left his children and his wife, everyone, to possibly make a deal, possibly to invest, to possibly become a quadrillionaire. Oh, thus is pride. But his son-in-law goes away to Eretz Yisrael for 3-day Yarchei Kala, right? Oh, what's going to be with the wife and kids, right? Okay, oh, well. That's the way it works. Cuckoo, this is the truth, guys. This is the truth. I don't say the truth always. I try and say things that are true. This is the truth. The Ramchal is the truth. This is the real deal. V'chein shaninu, lo kol amar b'schor machkim. The more business you go into does not necessarily mean you're going to become a chacham, yira, have a connection to Hashem. He says it straight out. What, you think when you're a millionaire you're going to be relaxed? A millionaire is poor nowadays. You think when you have your $10 million you're going to be relaxed? When you think when you have your beautiful house you can have everything, then you're going to be satisfied with your wife, with your children, with Hashem, with your Avodas Hashem? V'chein sheninu, mar b'nechasim, mar b'daika. It's the opposite. The more you have, the less you're going to be happy. He amaveris pa'amim rabbis al mitzvos ha-Torah v'afilu al chukos ha-seichel ha-tivim, like the example I just gave. What it does is it makes you deranged in the brain. It makes you messed up in the brain. That's what the Ramchal says. Many times you'll go against the Torah, you'll go against things that are logical. And I'm going to stop here because, as Avremel said before, it's not even 8 minutes. 7 minutes and 58 seconds keeps the Yitzhara away and at bay.